Well, it's a real pleasure to introduce Danton Cole, our new MSU ice hockey coach, and a Spartan through and through, a winner at all levels, and just someone that I know that you would like your child to be around, because he's been a teacher, not simply a person who does X's and O's. And so, Dan, it's really great to have you. I think we're about the three-week mark of being having a green paycheck, because you've always been green throughout your career. So welcome.
It's been a busy 3 weeks for you as well.
Yeah, there's been a lot going on. We've had Big Ten meetings and NCAA meetings, so the weeks have been broken up a little bit. So I've been here for a couple of days, then gone and back. But it's been good. It seems fairly productive. The guys are all leaving this week, so we've been trying to mix in having meetings with them, and got on the ice for an hour with them. So that was fun. That was it was nice to just to get out on the ice, and that's what you want to do at the end of the day. So
tell the listeners about that experience, first time you stepped blades to the ice in Munn Ice Arena as a head coach of the Spartans.
Yeah, it was an interesting feeling. I think it wasn't quite as weird as going into Mason's office and sitting down, but that was, or at least on that side of the desk. But it was a good feeling. You know, you jump out there, and I think there's always memories and emotions kind of pop back, and the guys are zipping around. So it was a lot of fun. I was glad I could do it. I wanted to, you know, make a little bit of an impression and set a little bit of a, I don't know if you want to say impact or statement of how we're going to do things, maybe not so much physically, but just mentally get after things. And the guys were great. They were real attentive, and it was a good hour.
It's unfortunate that, you know, because of the timing of all of this, there's not more time, but I'm sure you gave them a homework assignment.
Yeah, well, there's a few things. You know, the workouts are going to be really important, and how they come back will determine how we can play, and we're going to meet tonight and go over a few things, and Mike Vorkopek will give them their summer workouts, and that's, you know, the discipline and self belief and things that they have for us to be really good. That's going to be on them quite a bit. You know, in terms of, you know, we can't check up or test on them over the summer. You know, they can. You know, we can chat with them, but we'll see where they come back, and hopefully they understand that. But there's definitely a few things that we want to go over, and Coach Mason used to say that, you know, if you guys show up in shape, we can start working on stuff right away, and that'll be, hey, for us moving forward, that'll be really, really important.
Just recently I had the opportunity to go down and tour the new arena in Detroit, Little Caesars Arena, and talk with some of the front office down there about what that rink means to attracting pro players in the game of ice hockey. They're talking about almost a recruiting type philosophy of having to attract the wives, the kids, as well as the players, and having amenities. I argue Munn Ice Arena is perhaps one of the finest rinks out there from inside the bowl, playing the game, the atmosphere. But when you look at some of the opportunities that we're striving for in what student athletes need today, I guess, close within the rink, what are some of those amenities that you think are important?
Yeah, it's interesting how things have changed. And, you know, it used to be, like you're saying, just, you know, there's the ice arena and then the crowd, and that was kind of it. Now it's a lot bigger picture. And, you know, I think one of the bigger things is that's changed a lot is you guys used to come to school and it was, hey, this is MSU's a great place, and come here for 4 years and have a chance to win a championship, and now everybody looks kind of at that next stage and where it's at, and development is a huge thing, and they all want to play in the NHL, even though you know, mathematically it's hard to do, but to give themselves that chance, that's what they're really looking for. And, you know, from a teaching and a training aspect, you know, just the weight room would be huge, you know, and adding that and having that right in-house for us there. I mean, obviously the football building is a great setup, but having that there, having the teaching rooms, having the space available in the locker room, and like I said, being able to develop and to get better as a player, and having that chance, whether it's on ice or off ice, and it's something that young men are looking at and their families.
Yeah, I think, and I heard the same message down there. As you look at Munn, very conveniently located at the Academic Center, which gives an opportunity to train, not only academically, but for life, the experiences that they're going to need once they've moved on from either Michigan State or those that are fortunate enough to play pro hockey. But to have some of those amenities that we can add are extremely important to the future of the program, future of the student athletes, and That's what they're competing against. So we're off to work on that one right now. As well.
Yeah, no, things are moving, and Spartan Fun guys are doing a great job.
I think for me, the word amenities, I still struggle with. Mm-hmm. Because I think that we always have known that polishing and making sure that mental, physical went together. It goes back to Plato and Socrates and a whole philosophy of why sport is important. And I think what we have now is a world with students that they feel their time is very compressed.
Right.
And it's a generation of compressed time. And so having things that are, you're able to almost multitask and integrate the work with other things becomes more and more important in a modern world, where having them scattered into the football building was fine because the equipment's top shelf, the people are great, but it doesn't deal with that sort of multitasking integration that becomes important that you can work on multiple things within a short period of time. I do worry that for all of our sports, as this becomes more the norm, that the interaction across sports that's been a real strength of a university program as opposed to a minor league hockey program will be lost, and we have to then purposefully find ways to get our students mixing up together. Besides just a leadership council or a project.
And that's really been a desire expressed by student-athletes that have the opportunity to engage. Joe Cox was mm-hmm. on a council that is striving for not only interaction among different teams, where I think many would assume they all know each other very closely, and they don't, but really with the whole student body of finding ways where student-athletes can engage with fellow students as well. I think they're important. There's many institutions that have gone on to build the custom cafeteria that is one of isolation that we have not here and have not deliberately in many cases. But it's I think there's a lot to be said for that. It's going to Michigan State is a transition in life from childhood to adulthood, and the more experiences and the more interactions that you can get, I think, are extremely healthy for today's students.
And that'll be part of sort of the neat thing about being here is the opportunity to interact and push interactions beyond what might be in Munn Ice Arena. So I think it's going to be I think it's great for our coaches and not simply for our student athletes.
No, it's as you guys are saying, it's a societal thing. I mean, even talking to all of us that are parents and trying to engage and interact even with our kids at home is hard now. Everyone, they're hunched over their phones at almost all times, and you would think with all the technology and information we have at our hands that would open up more time, but I think it's created a situation where it seems like there's an awful lot less time. And I think that's imperative for the coaches and the leaders to make sure that the guys are interacting. And even if it's a situation where we do it a lot at our meals where, the phones are off and slide them to the middle of the table, no phones. I mean, as simple a thing as that can change a dynamic. And having guys, I always look back and we moved off campus after my first year. And 20 years later, I said, I didn't meet a lot of new people once I moved off campus. And I was like, the people in Wonders were great. There were some friends, fortunately, we kept. But I was always like, I wish I would have stayed one more year in the dorms because I would have been a little older and probably a little smarter and been able to meet people more at home. And but I think you have to keep pushing on those things and you have to keep educating. And because it is, like Mark was saying, it's a part of growing up. And there are other people in the world and there's some fascinating people in the world. Get out and meet them.
You've been to these national meetings on hockey. You commented earlier. Any changes that people can anticipate in the sport next year?
It's not a rule change year, so I think there was a lot of theory discussed down there, which sometimes leads to not much getting done. But I think where some things you'll see off the ice, we've been talking about some recruiting things and trying to get it away from being so young, which I think some of the other sports have made some advancements on, and to get away from the eighth and ninth grade commitments, because I don't think that's healthy for anyone. Talk talked about the NLI a lot. Susan Peel from the NCAA was there and did a great job with that. On ice, you know, video seems to be the real big thing. And, you know, how much do we review? What do we review? I think that we might tweak with the rules a little bit. There might be some things, but I think video is the main thing. Are we going to go to more and more reviews and slow the game down more and more?
When the president pushes the button or the athletic director.
Maybe that's –
We'd like to call something.
We'd like to look at that one.
See if we can get a challenge flag up there, right. One extra one per game. I'd like to see a little less of it in the delays and the goals. We want to get them right, but I think there's also something to the flow of the game. I think it takes away from the game. There's a human element to everything we have, and there is something to the pace of the game that I really enjoy.
Football and basketball talk a lot about length of games. It's when you talk about today's culture, it is an immediate culture. It's people want things in shorter time frames. Has that been a discussion as well at the meetings about length of hockey games?
It comes up quite often, and you know. But then at the same time, then the discussion after is, well, we should have, you know, one more timeout and one more challenge. And so, you know, you have to make the trade off is there. But I think everyone's cognizant of it, and I'd like to see it as close to 2 hours as we can, and it's doable. We had some tests in the AHL a few years ago where we did the hurry-up face-offs, and we were getting out of games in an hour and 50 minutes, and the problem with those is then it's slow. You know, coaches, they take advantage of certain things and start dragging it out, and all of a sudden you're back to 2 hours and 15, 2 hours and 20 minutes. So they talk about it, and I think they're real conscious when we're looking at the video replays and the things that you want to add. And the NCAA games got real long. I think some of those took almost 3 hours. You start doing three timeouts a period. So everybody's looking at ways to speed it up, and hopefully that stays on their mind.
As coach of the USA development team, you brought home gold medals. You coached some young kids that are probably at the very, very top of their game. And what did you pull out of that USA development that will transition into the head hockey coaching job here?
Yeah, there's a lot of lessons there. It's I've talked a lot about it in the last little while about how fascinating a place is to coach, and just, you know, the level of guys you have there, but how much they need to learn, and you're almost, the first year is incredible because you're always at a deficit, and out of the 55 games you play, the 15 international ones are really the ones where you go in and say, you know, we're probably favored, or you know, you have a good game, you'll probably win. The other ones against, you know, kids that are 3 and 4 year men, they're 3 and 4 years older than you. You're really going in that, you know, you have to get good goaltending, get a couple breaks. Everyone has to play well, and then you have to get lucky to win a game. That's a odd situation for a coach to be in, but from a learning environment, you know, we talk to our athletes a lot, and I think coaches give a lot of good advice. I don't think they always listen to their own advice, but you know, dealing with that struggle and really, you know, diving down into, okay, how are we teaching? How do we want to progress? How to have a 1 year plan and a 2 year plan and sticking with it and not varying away from it. So I think as a coach, it was really, really good for me, regardless of how talented they were, just how much you have to teach, how you have to teach, how kids learn and how you build a team and to get through some of those things and developing a culture. Fortunately, there's a really good one there. We're constantly trying to change it. So there's a lot of life lessons. And then on top of that, something that you had mentioned earlier too is getting through to these guys. You know, that there's going to be a lot of high draft picks. Almost all those guys are going to play. My first group, I think 17 of the 22 have signed NHL deals. Mm-hmm. There's probably only 5 that aren't going to have to work again. And I say we'll make real, real money playing pro hockey. That means there's 17 of them. That's a vast majority of them are going to have to do something else in life and developing that. And you really get an appreciation after a few years of, you know, seeing where guys are at and seeing them grow up and kind of understand that and, you know, being okay with what they've accomplished, but also understand there's a heck of a lot more to life than hockey.
You would probably, if as a college hockey coach, take that proportion for your team here.
Oh, I'd love it. Yeah, we'd be in great shape. It'd be interesting, and you know, hopefully that'll be where it is, that we do have some guys going to the NHL, and then those guys, I'd like to start getting more of those guys back on campus in the summer. It was something we all used to do, and I've talked to a lot of alums about it, where we always said, where else would you want to go train? But you know, you go back there, we'd have 20 NHL guys and 20 guys from MSU skating in the summer. So every day you'd have great skates and you'd lift and you'd go golf and some of us took some classes after we were done and finishing up. But it was an unbelievable atmosphere and again, the transference of that and that culture and that's what you want to have.
I think you've had influence on and coach more than 80 guys that have gone on to the NHL. You've raised the Stanley Cup yourself. So I would suspect folks are going to listen on the team about what it takes, what the difference is, where the gap is, and what really needs to be done for those that have that skill set to be able to play. But also, one of the great attractions was the feeling that I had about your ability to develop people as people. And I look forward to watching both of those experiences as we move ahead.
Yeah, it's just great to have you back. The more we continue to learn about you and all that you've accomplished, the enthusiasm just continued to grow. And I know this is going to be a hard transition, not because of skill or talent or passion but we just have to get a culture back in the hockey program that believes in the same things that you do.
Yeah, well, no, it's hey, it's been great. I can't tell you how easy it's been. You know, people are saying, "Oh, you know, overwhelmed, this and that." And I've been saying that it's been busy, but not rushed. The people around here have been outstanding. There's tons of help. Everyone's on board. The other coaches, you know, like Jake Boss popped by today, and I know you're having Stacy on later on. We exchanged texts last week. Just everybody's been really gracious and helpful, and that'll get us down the line a lot quicker. So it's been outstanding, and like you said, I'm excited, and just want to keep moving here.
Well, thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Danton. Appreciate it.
Thank you.